Thousands of cars passed through the intersection of Belmont and Main Street during the morning rush, and today they saw this, a sign up on the railway trestles that says, "Call Chad." His phone number is on the sign, too. We're blurring it out so you don't call him.
Up on the bridge, there's a sign that says, "Call Chad." Did you call Chad yet?
So who is this Chad fellow?
Yes, I am. I'm Chad.
Chad is a St. Joe's student who now realizes he was fooled on April Fool's Day.
I had class at 10 and my phone was ringing off the hook all during class.
He's gotten a bunch of strange calls and a bunch of even stranger text messages.
Is this a fairy tale? Are you my dream lover?
And then on his way home to Manayunk this afternoon, Chad finally realized what his knucklehead lacrosse teammates had done to him.
As soon as I came across Belmont, I was looking at that sign, I was like, oh my God.
Of course, one good prank deserves another, right? So when the original prankster showed up here for the interview, we gave him a little taste of his own medicine. We nailed Matt on the fact the illegal sign was illegally hung on the railroad bridge.
We're actually from the Philadelphia Police Department here to charge you with trespassing on the trestles.
Well, this is quite the surprise.
We had him going for a second there, but really, Matt's only crime is good comedy. He and his co-conspirators apologize if the sign caused traffic problems, and they apologize for Chad's long lists of bizarre texts.
Chad, looking for some loving?
Yeah, we're just giving him a hard time, but he knows it's in good fun, and it's April Fool, so wouldn't be a good time without it.